Prevention would have been better than trials. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes, said none other than Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice after the fact. Now, by this time, several countries were destroyed, and 50 million people, that would be 2.5% of the world's population, had lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition within, intellectuals within, and others who were exterminated in the Nazis' concentration camps. The world watched in horror as the courtrooms filled with Nazi criminals played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and/or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall in line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. Now, during the opening of the court proceedings, it is important to note that the prosecutor said, first and foremost, that the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. Now, just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place at the first unconstitutional act of Hitler's wicked regime. Hitler could have been easily stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people who still had the freedom to do the right thing and yet did it not. And do keep in mind, there were 80 million people in that country that could have put their foot down on him. Instead, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Friends, as no one took Mussolini, Mao Zedong, or Stalin seriously at first, many fellow Germans thought Hitler was an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat. And horrifically, they were dead wrong. One of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag, only to blame it on his political opposition that he himself created. He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany in only 6 years. Hitler no longer abode by the laws of Germany, but instead promulgated his agenda now by force. Where, I ask, were the 80 million people in Germany to stand up against this monster? As Karl Dönitz blurted out, it was the politicians and the people who were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. I want to add, it was not the politicians alone, but the 80 million people in that country that allotted their politicians to allow them to do whatever they let them get away with. And so they did. On a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident. So obvious were the atrocities that after church, the Germans were even wiping the ashes off incinerated victims off their cars. Their lack of action turned from victims to accomplices. What does this have to do with America today? Everything. It's clear to see that over the last four administrations, America's government is emulating many similarities. Likewise, setting itself at war with God, abusing their powers, and trampling on the Constitution of the United States of America. Where are the 315 million Americans to stand up and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against the crimes of those that represent we the people? Have Americans today forgotten the price of their blood-bought freedoms, paid for by hundreds of thousands of veterans who laid down their lives, fortunes, and sacred honors? In the 1800s, after much bloodshed through the Civil War, did you know that President Andrew Johnson made one wrong move, causing him to be tried for impeachment? Johnson simply removed the Secretary of War from office without the consent of Congress. That's the voice of you, America. Americans were so jealous over their liberties that they would not tolerate the least of offenses. It would do us well to fall in our forefathers' footsteps, lest we, like the Germans, become accomplices to America's overthrow through our unrepentance and apathy to our own demise. As it says on the Supreme Court building, justice is the guardian of liberty. And right under Moses holding bbsradio.com.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, if you want to call in, phone lines are open at any time. I'm going to be running down the same vein here. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of that page. Subscribe to that page. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. And one more time, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ, John 14:6. He's the one that makes us free, John 8:32. He's also the one that said, nobody comes to the Father but by me. And we also know that there's no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved, right? Well, so you guys all know a little history here. I want to just kind of educate the uneducated for a moment. The forefathers, as you all the well know, said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, right? And they said that because they were adherent to the word of God and not to the heart of man. And what they did is they decided to, because the king across the pond didn't want to be ruled by God, they threw him off and they said no more. Again, double check everything I'm telling you. Go ahead and check it out in the Declaration of Independence. There's 27 grievances that are found there showing you exactly what our forefathers threw off that their posterity has willfully today embraced on so many different fronts. As we know, we also understand that when we go forward and we look at the Constitution, we understand the enumerated laws are premised upon the presupposition that God is, right? And our rights come from God. We all know that. And again, those that work for we the people, our representative governments, our representatives, including the president, the judicial branch, the executive branch, all falls under Article 6, Section 2. Again, write all this stuff down, rewatch the show, do your due diligence, get educated, folks, because what's happening today is un-American on so many different fronts. Now, I want to say, no matter how many times I've shared with the people that presidents are selected, not elected, no matter how many times you tell the slaves, what they're all doing is they're just sitting around picking from the choices that the powers that are tolerated offered them. And in the process, it's like watching a bunch of slaves wait to see who their new master is going to be, right? As if to suggest the agenda is any different. And I don't know how that doesn't get any more plain on the nose of your face than it does concerning what just took place where they said they're going to strike abortion and sodomy. Again, what is the difference? There's absolutely no difference. And what should be bothersome to every person watching right now is the fact that over 1,300 other presidential candidates were completely ignored and suppressed. And it's also interesting, is it not? Because I was with a friend last night and my family, and we were at a restaurant. And of course, now every restaurant you go into, there's televisions everywhere, right? That break of communication between you and your family. Well, we were having dinner and we were having conversation, and every time you looked up, that's all you seen was Harrison Trump, Harrison Trump, Harrison Trump, giving a confusing signal through the mainstream media that the people in the mass amount, 94%, say they don't believe. Isn't it interesting that the very people that are giving you the results of the options and also offering you the options that are given are giving you the results? It's the same mainstream media that you don't trust. But yet somehow or another, the slaves in America are falling hook, line, and sinker. Now, it's not all of mine. What I'm seeing across the boards, friends, are more and more people getting frustrated with this process because they know that they're being lied to. They understand that when the people need a hero, they'll deliver them up. They understand that the corrupt and the wicked are delivering up what it is the people want, but in fact, what he's doing behind closed doors are two different stories. Now, we all know this, right? But that's where we're at today. And it's also interesting, if I can go back and give you another quote by this corrupt president named President Roosevelt. He also said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. I mean, it's just embarrassing what people say and the way they act and how elated they are today and how unburdened they are today. Really? You're unburdened. I want to tell you this, and I want you to listen to me carefully before we get into today's show. As the idolatry continues and increases, listen carefully. I know you're going to get mad at me. I know you. Some of you people hate my guts for telling you what you already know in conscience is true, but you just want to be a part of the good old boy club. You just want to be a part of the masses, which history teaches us you're going the wrong direction. I know you're going to get mad, and you're going to want to kill the messenger. You know, I understand all of that because that's what people like you have done to the Christ. You were the ones that saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. 19:15 of John, I totally understand. But what does history teach us? Well, they were the ones that were telling us the truth. They were the ones that were telling us the truth. I just said that as the idolatry continues and increases, so in the exact measure will be the judgment of God upon that people. You go ahead and mark his word, because that is the direction that we are going. The judgments in this country are going to increase, not decrease. I don't care about what lying Donald has told you. I don't care how many times he said, make America great again. What you haven't been paying attention to is what he's been doing, rather in the face of what he's been saying, because they've been two different stories every step of the way. Hey, folks, going back to what I started off with during the first segment here, is our forefathers made an appeal to God. They had enough of men because they knew that with men, men were going to bring a curse. Not that God works independently of men, though he can. The fact of the matter is we had godly men that were in office that understood the price paid concerning the War of Independence, that they were going to do nothing to, in any sense of the word, to go ahead and allow men to desecrate the blood that was shed in giving us the freedoms in magnifying God's law against criminals abroad. Matter of fact, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said the very essence, the very foundation of our government is premised upon judgment. Guess what? That's the heart of God. And guess what's missing in America? Judgment. A judgment's falling on the innocent. Guilty are what? They're somehow or another, the people are giving them the benefit of the doubt. Well, that's an abomination, and you can rest assured the wicked walk on other side, on every side. Psalm 12:8. It's not a blessing and it is a curse. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going to piggyback off of what we were just talking about a moment ago, because I was looking for this during the break. They want you to join in with their deception. I cannot tell you, folks. I cannot even tell you how much, as a man, I would want to believe what in fact is happening today. Oh, I hey, listen, I'm the guy that will stand with you if you do the right thing. If you're the person doing the wrong thing, I'm going to be the first one to stand against you. And the thing is, and I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes, I would love nothing more than to go along with what's being told to the American people. But that is not the fruit on the tree in any sense of the word. And every step of the way, the American people have been lied to, and somehow or another, they keep allowing the revisionists and those that mean to demoralize them to continuously demoralize them, to continuously link together every link in the chain that they mean to enslave the willfully blind in this country. And I am tired of it. 281-845-4704. I want to go back to this because I want to go fast forward really quick. I'm showing you that our forefathers didn't put up with what's going on today. Okay, and that's a whole show within itself. But going fast forward, you guys all remember Pastor Martin Niemöller. Most people have heard of him, but they don't know anything about him. You know, he's the guy that said, first they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the trade unionist and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for me and then there was no one left out to speak out for me. You remember that guy? Did you know that Martin Niemöller blamed himself in the evangelical church during his time here for aiding Adolf Hitler to power? Now, folks, here's the deal. You're going to learn history now. The increase of judgments upon this nation will increase. And they're increasing behind a man that claims to be the light bearer, when in fact he's doing the opposite. And this is, again, why we always hold to Scripture, because Jesus told us that Satan will transform his ministers into the ministers of righteousness. Okay, again, going, if you're going to play this game that's being proposed to you right now, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, one claims to be the good guy, but he's worse than the one that claims to be the bad guy. Why? Because he's lying. And why is he lying? Because he knows the truth. And again, let me go forward here with Martin Niemöller. Martin Niemöller blamed himself in the evangelical church during his time era for aiding Adolf Hitler to power, as well as allowing the Nazi reign of terror to continue without church intervention. Are you listening, Americans? Are you saying that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler? No, but I am telling you that all the earmarks are there. All the earmarks are there. He said, Martin Niemöller did, we must openly declare that we are not innocent of the Nazi murders, of the murder of German communists, the Poles, Jews, and people in German-occupied countries. Who aided Adolf Hitler in power to commit the heinous crimes against innocent people more than the evangelicals of the day? It's a lack of Christianity, once again. That is, by the way, for those that haven't taken the time to read the book, this one is prophetically spot on. It addresses exactly what we're dealing with right now. Matter of fact, I'm getting notes right now from Children of the Apostate, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you hate the truth, then don't get the book. If you don't want to know where you're going in what you're being led into, then don't get the book. If you do, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. They'll be sent out first thing in the morning. Children of the Apostate. Children of the Apostate. All this information is inside there. Martin Niemöller comes forward and tells you that we are the ones that are guilty for aiding Adolf Hitler to power. And again, can anybody tell me what dictator or tyrant of the past or in the present has ensouled himself to the people as being some sort of hero of the day? And yet we know with the likes of Albert Pike, the wicked Mason, who changed masonry from stonecutters to what it is known as today concerning the cult. I have that available as well on my channel, Bradley's Educational Videos. And it's the first video right there. American founding forefathers were occultists. Who told you that? Nothing could be further from the truth. I want you to also consider this, and much like today, that many of the evangelicals, oh, by the way, we highlighted a couple of them on the show over the last couple of days, and I could name more names. It's shameful, it really is, but I want you to consider that much like today, that many of these evangelicals during this period were in the churches praising Jesus when necessary. They would sing a little louder to drown out the voices of the political dissidents, Jews, and gypsies crying out for help from the cattle cars outside the church windows. Oh, and don't forget about this, friends. They're also doing the same thing in the present, while over 70 million babies have been murdered in the womb through the corrupt and the federal and state governments throughout the United States of America. Don't sit there and tell me, well, we're not as bad as Adolf Hitler. Nope, you're worse. You're worse because of what you tolerate. He's responsible for 12 million. Americans, you are accomplices to over 70 million. We watch documentaries. Me and my family watch documentaries constantly. And it's interesting when you're watching documentaries, these commercials that come up talking about how we're not going to go backwards from here. We're going to hold on to our reproductive rights. We're going to hold on to the fact that we have a right to murder our babies. That is an abomination in the sight of God. God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And he said that country that is guilty of it, he said, for this, I will not pardon. I will not pardon. And somehow or another, going back to what's happening today, the American people, especially the professors in the church today, are somehow or another posting notes about how Donald Trump is so much better when it comes to the abortion issue, and he's pro-life, and nobody's more pro-active than he is in stopping abortion. Nonsense. Just the exact opposite. He increased the finances coming from our federal coffers going into the likes of Planned Parenthood. Not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. And I'm going to give you details concerning that in just a couple moments. That's what the Christians, the professed Christians, have been doing, friends. And again, it's a lack of Christianity. They're saying that, listen, he's pro-life. No, he is not pro-life. And see, you're doing everything in your power to go ahead and hide yourself from the truth of the matter. That means you're willfully blind. There's a special place in hell for people like you. There really is. I mean, it's a good thing that it's not you in the womb. And I'll tell you what, it was a good thing for you when you were in the womb that your parents obeyed God in protecting your life that you could be here today. Isn't it ironic the only people talking about how they're so thankful that they have a right to murder babies are those that have already been born? Oh my goodness. You may think, folks, you're getting a pass, but what you're doing is you're increasing the judgments of God upon yourself for every drop of blood that is being shed in this country. Let me go back to Martin Niemöller. He also went on and he said these cattle cars were transporting the victims to extermination camps after churches were over. Hey, by the way, let me ask you something. With this whole P. Diddy scandal, with this whole scandal with Jeffrey Epstein, this has been going on for a long time. But how many children are missing in North Carolina alone? How many children are missing in Maui alone? How many children are being trafficked through this illegal invasion that your federal and state governments have given approval to by alluring them into your own backyard? This is the government that you believe is going to make America great again? Hey, folks, that's a reflection of who you are. And every country deserves the government that it has. You're pathetic, you're weak, and you're corrupt. When you sit there and try to justify a man that advocates the very things that God condemns, you are putting yourself in a position where you are now setting yourself at war with God, and it's not a good place to put you. And I don't care. Hey, folks, this applies to all of us. And I don't care if you like it or not. It's absolutely the truth. Anybody in their right mind, going back to the topic of abortion, if you have children, if someone tried to break in the house and try to do away with your child by dismembering him or by killing him and then selling his body parts the way that they are through Planned Parenthood and your federal government and state governments right now, what would you do in response? You'd do everything in your power to yell out for help concerning law enforcement to put a stop to it. Well, guess what? You are law enforcement on the behalf of the babies. And what are you doing? You're elated that the man that has increased Planned Parenthood finances is back into office. Okay. Okay. You're increasing the judgments of God upon your nation. And you can mark his words. They are going to increase from this point on. Things are not getting better. They're going to get worse. Mark his word. Mark his word. You know, after church services were over, the incinerated body ashes were found peppered across the hoods of many of their cars. You guys know this, right? You've all seen Schindler's List for what they shared with us. I mean, this sounds a lot like what's going on in America today. The only difference was is that Adolf Hitler was responsible again for 12 million souls, while 80 million German accomplices did little to nothing to stop him. However, in America, you have 337 million accomplices to over 70 million murdered babies, both within and without their mother's wombs, because a few devils in federal and state governments said that it was a woman's choice, and the good people sat around and did nothing. They're not good. They're wicked. And they're going headlong into the judgments of God. 1-281-845-4704. We'll be right back. BBSRadio.com. Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, well, we hit a chord here. Hey, Don, we got the second caller. He's not going to call in as unknown because what we have to do is be careful of what he might want to say without a 10-second delay on it. So if you can get his name and where he's calling from, that would be fantastic. We're going to go ahead and take our friend Stacy from Minnesota. Stacy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I say thank you for keeping the pressure on. I think of everything you say every time the show opens. There's a small percent who are pushing this evil, and there's a lot of evil people. We all are evil without Christ. But the really exciting thing is their plan was to do all the evil they could get with this, enshrining abortion into our Constitution, and they didn't. And then we have to stand up harder, stronger. And yes, they gave us another person who's just pretending, but they're all pretending.
Yeah.
And we all have to get in there and fight harder.
Yeah, you know the only ones rejoicing right now? You know who's rejoicing right now? The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the powers that are tolerated, because they all the well know that the options that they gave were both working for them. And so they win either way, and the people still haven't figured that out. And I'm quite frankly tired of having this conversation, because it's not my objective to really go after and show people, you know, how ignorant they have become by actually believing what's put up in front of them right now concerning Harris and Donald Trump. The problem I'm having is they don't realize that their sins before God, and they're going on headlong by following the arm of the flesh, which brings the curse, Jeremiah 17:5. And it's my job to warn men to flee from the wrath to come. Matter of fact, Stacy, I even had a guy say to me just recently, he said, you know, he goes, you know, I understand what you're saying, Bradley. And what I said was this, and I want to read it to you really quick, that truth carries with it confrontation. Truth demands confrontation, loving confrontation, but confrontation nevertheless. This guy says to me, I agree with you 100%, but I got to be honest. When I consider your method of confrontation, love isn't something that comes to my mind. And I said to him, well, I said, hate to have you as my dad. I said, why don't you read your Bible? King David was hated for his love. The prophets were hated for their love. The apostles were hated for their love. Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, and the world hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did it hate the Christ? Why did they crucify the Christ? Because he took the cloak of covering from off of their sin and exposed them for who they really were. And that's all I'm doing, is I'm just following my big brother, the captain of my salvation, and saying, hey, listen, why don't we love on those innocent babies as an example, more than you are, because you're just standing back talking about how, you know, I'm wrong in my method, so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is my method is actually getting through to people where babies are being saved. Which one is love? And they don't understand that, because they don't understand that love rejoiceth not in iniquity, and they're workers of iniquity, and that's why they overlook the fault, as they say, of others. Because you know what? These politicians, they're just not perfect people.
Well, the church is to blame, because Amen. It is lying to people and saying, hey, you know what? You can just be love and no justice. You can just be love and intolerant of sin. And that is not what Jesus teaches.
Amen.
He says we are to get them to repent for their souls.
Yeah.
And people, you know, I have chills right now thinking all the people who think they are saved. And that's because of these false preachers, like the one I told you about in Rochester, who's telling everybody, hey, you know, oh, a gun raffle is the same as killing babies in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, this guy has not thought that through.
Yeah.
And he's leading all of his parishioners who are on the side of killing babies to a dangerous, to death.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is it's not so much him, as he's set up as a judgment to itch the ears of the itching congregants. They are bringing a judgment upon themselves by putting him there in the first place, or by tolerating him there in the first place. Because if they took the time to study and to know the word for themselves, John 7:17, 2 Timothy 2:15, they wouldn't be there in the first place. So it really comes down to, again, and I can't say it any other way, because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself, but it's a lack of Christianity every step of the way, Stacy. It truly is. And so when I'm doing that, I'm pulling the rug from the counterfeits, and I'm promoting the word of God in the place of the counterfeits, so you can see the light of the world, because I'm not going to turn the lights off and go into darkness with them. That's not the plan. I'm never going to be a part of that by the grace of God. I'm going to continuously expose it. And as Christians, we're all, not just Bradley, but we're all called to be warners. We're all called to love men enough to tell them to and warn them of the wrath to come. And if we're not going to do that, it's because we're not believers and we don't believe the word of God. And what makes us any different than the next guy? There isn't one, and we're just not going to be a part of that. I'll give you the last word, Stacy.
Just thank you and keep it up. They're wrong when they tell you that you have the wrong way. You're doing just what Jesus said. You're warning them of the wrath to come.
Amen. Thank you,
ma'am. That's what we got to do.
Totally appreciate you, kiddo.
Thank you.
Yep, we got, I will take now, Don, I'm on caller 2 right now, but it is saying on hold. Is that answering? Do we have Debbie there? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Deb?
I was just calling to say I was at the Capitol in Minnesota on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, and there was a Somali lady speaker there right before you spoke.
Yep.
And they all, she said, I came over the border and I was trafficked after I got over the border. And nobody that was there, they were all like groups that were supposed to support conservatives.
Yep.
And nobody there questioned that she came over the border illegally.
Right.
And they just let this lady speak. And then there was the Somalian stuff going on in like from Alpha News and stuff like that. Everybody's congratulating them and all this stuff. But nobody brought it up that, are you guys here legally or illegally? And so they were like in support of this lady that just did a criminal act.
Yeah. Well, it is the Yeah, you know, we all like to point the finger at Tim Walz. You're talking about me speaking at the Capitol at the state of Minnesota. Everybody likes to point the finger at him. Yep, he's a bad representative. We know he's a plant. We know that he's got handlers. So with Keith Ellison. So are these other individuals like Ilhan Omar that are being put into place in government. They're trying to regionalize America. They're trying to break it down. And this is what they're continuously doing because this is the history of what those people do and how they're being used right now. But it is the habit, Deb, of tyrants to prefer the company of aliens. And so when it comes to the people, it just means they're emulating, they're copying the very one that they're complaining about. So there's absolutely no difference because when in the habit of tyrants preferring the company of aliens, you have to remember citizens, they feel are enemies, but aliens offer no opposition. So if they're bringing them in illegally and they're offering no opposition, it means that they're just as guilty as the person that you believe to be the said representative of your state. So we need to make distinction. And by the way, the answer that I just gave you is exactly what I'm trying to get people to understand right now when it comes to the fruit of the politicians that are put up that are promising to make America great again. They're not paying attention to the fruit. They don't want to pay attention to the fruit. These are the people, again, that Deb, could transport them to the moon or to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. And it doesn't matter if they don't want to see it or not. What they need to realize is you're going to reap a harvest for what you're allowing that individual to continuously sow into the soil of American grounds. And I'm talking about the people at large.
Yep. And I walked around and asked people and I said, did you know if she's legal or not legal? And they were, you know, so they were like in charge of the group. You know, they got the speakers to come and every one of them said, no, I don't know. And I said, what? You don't know? So it just floored me because it's right there of what you're saying today.
It's there. You know? And it is. Yeah. And this is another part of, thank you for the call, Deb. This is another part of Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, as I've said 1,000 times, and I don't know how many different ways I need to say it. Hey, folks, we don't need great eloquence. We don't need to have 10 different guests to tell you what the word plainly has already told you. They're going to be made the head, and you're going to be made the tail. This is a part of judgment. One of the things that I highlighted concerning just that, and I'm going to show it to you, but over the last couple days, I had highlighted the fact that, and I'm going to go up online right now. I'm just, everything's going slow right now, folks, and I don't know why, but I'm going to show you exactly what you've been told and what is, in fact, has been happening in your country. And I'm just going to go down here. Just give me a minute, friends. We're doing live radio, 281-845-4704. And I just want you to see this because what we're being told, again, is one thing. And while we're being told that this is how you make America great again, as I showed Alex Newman, as I told others concerning the facts of the matter, concerning the Islamists, Donald Trump is telling you that he's going to build a wall. And I am telling you that he is doing the exact opposite. If you look at the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, all of that money's friends was sold. By the way, that was sold to the American people as for the security of the American people. Those funds were dispersed to, in many cases, our sworn enemies. But while Donald Trump was promising you a wall and protection and deporting illegals, this is what, in fact, he was doing. If you're looking up on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, top left side of the page, U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. This is what I'm talking about. You're advocating what God condemns, and this is happening to you people because you refuse to deal with the corrupt. You're attempting to promote them. You're praising your oppressors is what you're doing. I'm going to come right back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to keep going down this road until you finally get it into your heads, friends, and in your hearts that you're being lied to in a major way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, this is what I want you to share with your friends. It's absolutely amazing. And again, I want you to understand what's going on. Everybody that went along to go ahead and promote the two candidates that were given to you as options, the numbers that they received over the last couple days are astronomical. Anybody that's telling you the truth about both of these pretenders, these clowns in the circus of politics, they're completely being censored. That would be us. Okay, and I'm not whining about it. I'm just telling you, listen, if they're coming after me, that means they're coming after you. But I want you to see something, because what you're seeing in this country is a lack of Christianity. Easily. This is a brand new one. This is a brand new meme. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 47 and God bless you. God bless you. That is blasphemy. Why am I saying that it's blasphemy? This is the guy. Remember this guy. I just want to show you this. This is the guy that said he was going to go into office and he wasn't going to take a paycheck because he's a billionaire, right? And what's interesting about it is, okay, so we're told that he didn't take a paycheck. Oh, how noble. But did you know that this godly man telling the people that he was not going to take any of their money, Did you know how much money he's raised over the last 6 years? I'm sorry, 2 years, forgive me. He's raised over $1.6 billion. How's he a billionaire? I'm just showing you the fruit of this godly man, a lack thereof, just so you know. Remember this guy also told you, Donald Trump, the first time around, remember he told you that he was going to go ahead and remove the national deficit, and it was going to be real easy to get rid of it. Do you remember this? I'm not coaching you. I'm not leading you. I'm just asking you to recollect the promises that he made. Do you remember this? Did you know that Donald Trump has actually increased the national deficit up to about $8.4 trillion? See, this is what I'm talking about. You should hear some of the comments of people that I see online. Again, people that I thought better of. They're relieved now. They're so happy now. They can go to sleep now. Isn't it interesting that scripture tells us in Matthew 13:25 that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares? I've shared with you before, and I want to share it with you again. You guys do all remember that during Barack Obama, folks, every Tea Party we went to, we were a Tea Party favorite on a nationwide basis. They were all packed. 200, 300, 400, and 500 people at every Tea Party that we went to. No matter what town we went to, they were packed. Obama did the people a great service, didn't he? He woke up a nation. He educated a people because they were driven to school through his tyrannical measures. Right? Well, what happens when he put Donald Trump in office? Everybody went to sleep. Guess what happened to all the Tea Parties? They dissolved. All by design. And people still can't figure out what's going on. Okay, so the guy that said he was going to go ahead and remove the national deficit increased at $8.4 trillion. Do you guys remember he called himself the father of the vaccine? You all remember this? Yeah, the father of the vaccine is responsible for over 20 million deaths worldwide. And the people are elated that he's back into office. Apparently, they must have forgotten that he was the one that opened the door, the floodgates, to the big pharma companies and to state governments acting tyrannical against its own people. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, he was just misguided. That's what Alex Newman told us. He was misguided. He had bad advice. Well, then why was it that when he was on the campaign trail, why did he tell people to keep, and why did he keep urging supporters to get vaccinated? And number two, why was the people at his presidential campaigns, why were they booing him? Did everybody forget about this? I don't know.
Freedoms, I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms.
See, the people are all riled up about it. See again, folks, this is what's crazy about it. But the people are driving their oppressor back into what? Office. You can't make it up. This is called being willfully blind. What about the Second Amendment, the most pro-Second Amendment president ever in the history of America? Isn't that what he said? Yeah, but did you know his first 500 days? Did you know, friends? And this is what we're supposed to be elated by concerning those that have their eyes closed and their ears covered so that they can't see or hear Jeremiah 5:21. Not coming from your guns or your guns. This is written by Matt Agris, former military. Since Parkland shooting, Donald Trump and 26 governors under the guise of the good guys, the Republicans, passed 25 gun control measures warring against the Second Amendment. This is what they're elated about. This is what they're happy about. Folks, when God means to judge a wicked nation, he uses wicked rulers. It's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. The judgments are going to increase. Now, this is a kind of ironic because, as you all well know, I had Alex Newman, who's a friend of mine, on the show, and he was pro-Trump. Matter of fact, he had to double down and do another video to encourage other professed Christians to go ahead and vote for Donald Trump because, again, he was the lesser of two evils. I don't see that. I just don't get that. But Alex Newman was actually the one that gave the report concerning DeVos signs onto globalist UN education agenda for U.S. under Donald Trump. Wow. Am I crazy? Can I ask you something honestly? Why would you be mad at me if I was telling you that there's no sign in front of you? The only signs that you're seeing right now is everybody says, you know what, put the pedal to the metal and keep going straight. But what they're not telling you is you're going to go over a cliff in just a short amount of time. Why would you be angry at me for that? This is exactly why they killed the apostles and the prophets. This is exactly why they killed the disciples and the Christ himself. Look at the time that Jesus spent rebuking religious hypocrites and telling the people to make distinction. This, my friends, is a lack of Christianity. For everything that we've talked about thus far, I can give you scripture reference. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Going on to Father of the Vaccination, Leviticus 17:11, 19:11, that you're not supposed to mix seed within the blood because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Going back to the gun legislation, we have a right to defend ourselves the same way that the Lord created animals to have horns on their head to defend themselves. So you can say that's funny. No, it's not. It's metaphorical because it's exactly what Scripture tells us in Luke 11:22. Okay, and then when it comes to the education system, friends, pull your kids. Federal government has no business being there in the first place, but Donald Trump said, let's go ahead and throw your kids under the United Nations. People are still closing their eyes to this. Here, let's keep going on. God calls a man that dresses as a woman an abomination, Deuteronomy 25,
we must commit
or 22, verse 5, right? But I want you to see this, because I think people forgot about this, that this is Giuliani and Donald Trump. I guess Christians can go ahead and promote this kind of stuff, and it's acceptable, right?
For a charity
this is him getting ready. Yeah, this is Donald Trump with Julie B. Okay, I guess that's acceptable. God condemns that, Deuteronomy 25, or 22, verse 5. I guess it's okay that Donald Trump repeatedly celebrated the inclusion of transgender, no such thing, women in beauty pageants. This is their man. God condemns that, Deuteronomy 22, 5. Most pro-life president in the history of America, no such thing, right? Still illegal, always will be illegal. But it's interesting that every fiscal year, he's given more to Planned Parenthood than any other president in American history. But just keep listening to what he's telling you, friends. That's all you have to do. Even the state-controlled media, the useful idiots, reported the truth of the matter. Planned Parenthood reports increase in government funding under Donald Trump. But folks, what direction is everybody taking you? Where are all the conservatives taking you? Folks, literally, where are all the conservatives taking you? You wonder why the professed church in America has no respect? It's a lack of Christianity. When you look at the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberal, what did Jesus say? They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. What is it about to them? They're selling you out to the sponsors that are destroying this country by design. Why? Because America, your sin is finding you out. And what you tolerate as accomplices, you are allowing them to sow, and you along with them will reap. You will reap. Again, most pro-life president in the history of the world, folks. Look at all this money that went to our foreign enemies. $51 million of it went to international family planning and reproductive health. Again, it was sold to you under the guise of what? American security or national security. That was his first act. Folks, I'm just trying to get you to say, you better wake up, because things are not going to get better. You're going deeper into the judgments of God. America, you need to repent. Period. Exclamation. End of story. I'm not going to argue with it. Talk to you in 23.